Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Southern Fried Podcast, a production of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Honored today to have Stephanie Street, Clinton Foundation Executive Director, with us. I'm Rex Nelson, Senior Editor of the Democrat Gazette. Thank you for listening today. And Stephanie, thank you for dropping by. You've got a lot going on. I know how busy you are. So thanks for taking a few minutes with us today.
Well, I'm pleased to be here. I'm an avid listener of this podcast and a reader of
all
the
pieces. Well, you're hard up for entertainment.
So, I'm happy to be here.
All right. Stephanie and I have known each other a long time. We barely got to the taping because we were telling old political stories, which we don't want to be recorded. But we do want to talk about so much going on at the Clinton Foundation. I'm holding here, we're not on camera, but I'm holding here the foundation's 2024 annual impact report. And specifically, there's work done by the foundation around the world, of course, but I want to kind of focus on Little Rock and what's going on in Little Rock right now. And since the opening of the Clinton Presidential Center 2 decades ago, really when you put them together, the economic impact numbers are pretty remarkable.
I appreciate that. And you know, Rex, all the work we've done the last 20 years wouldn't have been possible without the partners, really strong partners here in Little Rock. Jay Cheshire and the Little Rock Chamber produced this impact study with Dale Boyette. It was an independent study to really measure the impact, but also look at some of the cultural opportunities and the shifts that have taken place, looking at opportunities that have been provided in the cultural, artistic space, the educational programs, the speakers. It's been really astounding. But I do want to underscore that is because of the great partnerships we have with the state, with Parks and Tourism, with LRCVB, with North Little Rock. I mean, we all do this together because it's important. It was always important for President Clinton for the center to be here because he really wanted it to be, first of all, in the middle of the country.
Absolutely.
Not everything needs to be on the West Coast or the East Coast. People in this part of the country deserve to have opportunities. And he also said he would have never been president without the people of this state, of Arkansas. So he wanted it to be here because he had a vision of the impact that he would hope would happen. And he said, like, we've exceeded all of his expectations. The economic impact is really, it's pretty overwhelming when you look at the $4.9 billion that has come to be, not because of the Clinton Center, but because of the opportunities and because of sort of 20 years ago when this was not, or 25 years ago, really, when President Clinton was looking for sites. People didn't have the vision. This was a part of downtown that, you know, you didn't go past the Excelsior, the Capitol Hotel, you would not turn right. But understanding what this could mean for our city and our state, that was really one of the main drivers of his decision to put it here instead of in D.C. or even in Fayetteville. I mean, he had a vision for that kind of impact, not just economic, but as I said, social, cultural, and, you know, I'm excited about the next 20 years.
Oh, absolutely. And we'll get to that. But I want to go back. Yep. I want to go back to those early years because you're exactly right. I know we've got a number of younger listeners who don't remember that at all. They've seen what a success this has been. So it would be hard for them to understand. And you touched on it. What a controversy, frankly, was at the time. People saying, my gosh, those are worn out warehouse districts and there's no telling what's in the soil and nobody's going to go to that side, that east side of Interstate 30.
And part of the choice of putting it where it is was that area of interstate is part of the most heavily traveled area in the country. And so putting it at a place where people can get on and off easily, where it can, again, be part of the fabric of the community, but sort of the access point, we chose to put it downtown. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, on the site of a university. The ones that are, you know, they have reasons for doing that. But I think, again, putting it in a place that could spur the kind of investment opportunities and have an easy access point to people here in our city, but also to people traveling across the country that might just want to stop in when they see it, you know, it's hard to miss it when you're driving off of the interstate, that would come and naturally be curious and want to see the Presidential Center. But again, because of the partnerships with Parks and Tourism and all of these other entities here promoting it, like that's what that has been helpful. When LRCVB wants to have a convention here, they promote the library as one of the assets or one of the places that people can come and enjoy, whether it's to have a reception, to learn about the history of our country in the 1990s. Like we all promote each other. If we're doing well, LRCVB is doing well, Parks and Tourism is doing well, the Downtown Partnership. So we see this as a win-win for everybody.
I love presidential libraries, and I've tried to get to as many as I can. And, you know, I think about it, and you're exactly right with that thousands and thousands of cars a day, seeing it from the mm-hmm. interstate. I think of locations like the Carter Library, kind of hidden in the interior mm-hmm. of Atlanta, or the Reagan Library, which I've been to, not easy to get to up in the hills.
Wow, stunning. Oh, boy, yeah. It's so beautiful.
But again, you've got basically a higher profile than any other presidential mm-hmm. library.
Well, we also have an active living president. As you know, when mm-hmm. President Clinton left office, he was in his mid-50s.
Young man,
and
absolutely.
And he had no intention of retiring. He and Secretary Clinton both, when you think about what they've both done, and Chelsea over the last 20 years. I mean, what we have here is, it's kind of like a, what the Clinton Center does, we do work all over the world. But we have a sort of a pilot project here where we can bring some of the initiatives and the things that are happening in different places in the world, as well as at CGI, to Little Rock. And it's a small enough place where, and the partnerships, and we know people, and so we can really make an impact. So bringing some of the opportunities that some of our other programs and initiatives have, you know, really worked well in other places, work really well here. So not only do people get to come here to the center and participate in programs and learn about history, but that some of the substantive work we do, whether it's working with the schools to take, you know, soft drinks and high calorie beverages out of vending machines, to some of the work we've been able to do with the Minority Health Commission here mm-hmm. and the Opioid Response Network, where we've put these opioid kits all over downtown Little Rock. A lot of that is because we feel like Arkansas, Arkansans deserve those programs here. And again, we're a small enough state and a small enough community here where we can make those kind of partnerships work and really bring impact to, again, to the people here who Bill Clinton, as he said it, like he wanted to bring those resources to this city and this state.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the downtown mm-hmm. economic, excuse me, development that has spurred. Mm-hmm. I have been to dozens, probably hundreds of meetings in the Grand Hall now over mm-hmm. the past 20 years of all different types. And I never cease to be amazed, especially by night. Like, this is such a great view of the Little Rock skyline. What most cities of this size would give anything to have that. But now you're looking to the future. You're looking at a possible expansion, something we don't often see mm-hmm. at presidential centers. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned something else, and that is in Hillary Rodham Clinton, we have literally one of the most famous women in American history, and that needs to be preserved and celebrated also.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because what we're planning to do in our expansion, one of the most exciting things to me is going to be the addition of a Hillary Rodham Clinton wing mm-hmm. at the Clinton Center. It will, first of all, she has, believe it or not, the largest non-presidential center archive of anyone in history.
Wow.
So she has decided, and this is the big deal here, she has decided that she is going to have her entire collection, her personal papers, everything from her campaign, the records she's allowed to, you know, have from her time in other positions, that's all going to be here in Little Rock, so that scholars, historians, students, journalists will be able to come here to Little Rock, Arkansas, not to New York, not to Massachusetts, but to Little Rock, and have access to that collection for, you know, history. She is going to give it all to the foundation and have it here. So that's one part. So building a facility to handle that massive collection and then making sure that we have the resources to try to get that open.
Everyone loves a good place to eat, and few things are more discouraging than spending good money on a bad meal. I'm Eric Harrison, and I write for the Style section at the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Knowing where to go, what to try, and how much you'll shell out go a long way toward making sure readers find the experience they are looking for rather than paying for big disappointment. Help us create a marketplace where consumers can rely on reviews and make informed choices by subscribing at arkansasonline.com/ADGnow.
Part of the reason she wants to have it all here is because she wants that to be digitized and opened as soon as possible. So that's a big part of it.
Hopefully there's a copy of the Hillary Factor book by Rex Nelson from 1993 somewhere.
Well, that sounds like something we need to make sure that is like on the priority
long
list.
Out of print, folks,
priority list. We need to carry that in the museum store, if you'll give me.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
So that is a huge, exciting opportunity, not just for now, but for future generations. So as we're thinking about this expansion, we're thinking about folks that weren't alive during the Clinton administration,
exactly,
that have no understanding of the impact that President Clinton, Secretary Clinton, and now Chelsea are making. And so having a place with that deep history, having a place where the records, that's evidence, that's not spin, that's not us trying to puff. Those, you come look at the records. Those records tell the true, real stories. So that will be here. We will have a full exhibit on her entire life story in public service, from the time she went to, that she was up on Capitol Hill, from her days growing up in Chicago to when she first moved here and taught at the law school. A lot of the work she did or has done was really rooted in some of the experience she had when she was here in Arkansas. And so telling that story, telling the story of, you know, when she was the first lady of our country, the groundbreaking, you know, role that she played post being a first lady, being a United States Senator, Secretary of State, and then her two unsuccessful campaigns for the presidency were historic and groundbreaking. And whatever you think of Hillary Clinton, she has one hell of a story.
I tell people that your politics do not matter. This is one of the most famous women again in American history. And it's going to draw thousands of additional people to Little Rock. It is great for our city. It is great for our state.
And it's great for our students to understand how campaigns work, how elections work, how it makes a difference, the type of people that run for office, the experience you have, like how decisions are made, like all of those things. People will have the opportunity to experience that. So they'll have that exhibit. And then also, we're working to put together a policy institute. So that will be the Clinton. We haven't figured out the name yet, but to really look at using the lessons learned of both President Secretary Clinton in their life of public service and having opportunities for people to come study here, to combine work with the Clinton School of Public Service. Again, none of this we do in a silo.
I wanted to do a little bit of Presidential Center 101.
Yes.
So I'm going to take the opportunity now. You're executive director of the foundation. The library is operated by the National Archives. The Clinton School is operated by the University of Arkansas System. But y'all work closely together.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about how that works.
You don't operate everything as the foundation. Yeah. So we have what we call the Clinton Presidential Center, which is really the entire campus. It's the name of our site. At the Clinton Presidential Center, we have three entities that operate together in our own, you know, in our own organizations, but also in deep collaboration. So as you mentioned, we have the Little Rock offices of the Clinton Foundation. This is our headquarters. You know, we also have a large presence in New York.
Exactly.
And then we have staff working virtually in different places around the country and different countries around the world. So the Little Rock offices of the Clinton Foundation are here. We have the National Archives, the Clinton Library staff are all federal government employees. And the purpose, their main role is to preserve and protect and make available the records of the Clinton administration. Those records don't belong to Bill Clinton. Those belong to the people of the United States of America. And so preserving, protecting, and opening those are their main mission. And then, as you mentioned, we have the University of Arkansas Clinton School of Public Service, or the Clinton School of Public Service at the University of Arkansas. Interestingly, the Clinton School is its own campus mm-hmm. on our site, but affiliated obviously with the University of Arkansas. And I just can't say enough about my two partners, Dr. Vicky Soto, who's been here now for about 3 years. She is an incredible leader.
She's an academic superstar.
She is a superstar. Yeah. She has a vision and she takes no prisoners. She has got a vision and she is every day implementing it, growing the Clinton School, growing the number of scholarships, really focusing on the academics. She is a powerhouse and we are just thrilled. The Clintons have so much confidence in her and her work, and the opportunities where we collaborate and work together has been tremendous.
And I like the fact she's so approachable. You know,
she
knows for a lot of Arkansans that DeFrancesco Soto is hard for
she's
people.
Just Vicky
I'm
Soto.
Just mean Vicky.
Yeah. Vicky Soto, or just Vicky. She goes by Vicky. She is what a coup. Kudos to the University of Arkansas system for selecting her. She is just a rock star. And my dear, dear, great friend, Dr. Jay Barth, what a leader, what a coup. Again, when he left the city and came to work at the Clinton Library.
Absolutely. My oldest son's advisor at Hendricks College,
what an incredible resource he is. What a wonderful background he has, not only as a professor at Hendricks, a professor emeritus, wrote the book on Arkansas politics with mm-hmm. my mentor and advisor, Diane Blair. He knows so much. He also, you know, being at the city of Little Rock in the role he had before he came as their chief education officer, made him a really interesting and a perfect candidate for the type of library director we were looking at for, you know, the next phase of the Clinton Center. Terry Gardner was a wonderful director. She was there and she was really focused on getting the operations right, making sure that papers were getting opened. Jay came in with a real focus on civic engagement. And you think about presidential libraries, they are our country's best history museums mm-hmm. for that period of time in which that president served. And so using the lessons of the past to inform our future and making sure people, kids, students, others, our visitors in general, have opportunities to understand the intersection of how they need to play an active role in our democracy is critical. And we have to study the past to understand how we need to be operating in the future. I think present, we won't get into, you know, politics here, but, you know, there were some interesting things that happened in the 90s. As you know, yes, we've always had some polarized times, but, you know, President Clinton in the height of, he was being impeached. Mm-hmm. And you know what? He was able to work with the Republicans in Congress to get welfare reform done, work together on a number of issues. Obviously, the budget. People come through the library and are amazed. You guys had a surplus?
Mm-hmm.
What? He didn't do that by himself. He had to work with Republicans. And so those civic lessons of how you actually can work together with people that you may disagree with, but you don't have to demonize them.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a zero-sum game. Everybody has to win a little bit. Compromise is not a dirty word. But those lessons of civic engagement and teaching students and people actually back to the basics, like how do I have a civil conversation with someone? You know, what do I need to do to vote? How do I register to vote? Like, we're really going back to the basics. And Jay came in with this breadth of knowledge and a real desire to work on that. And that's something we are focused on like a laser now in our educational programs is that civic curriculum and giving students in particular sort of a toolkit to understand what it means to be an active citizen and why it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
So Jay is, he is just so dynamic. And I feel so blessed to have two other leaders that I get to work with on a daily basis and we're so aligned in what we're trying to do here together.
Let's talk about getting back, talking about the expansion, but
yeah.
Are there other things going on? The recent purchase of the Heifer campus
yes.
next door, which is huge for all of what we're now calling East Village, because it takes away a big question mark. Who's going to be there? Who's going to operate that?
Yeah.
So explain that purpose and how that facility is now going to be used.
Well, you hit one of the nails right on the head. Like, we know now that there's not going to be a Motel 6
built next
to us someday, you know? We can control our destiny. But one of the exciting things that the Heifer purchase, and there's so many just incredible opportunities that this is going to give us.
Decisions made in Washington affect folks in Arkansas. I'm Alex Thomas, the Washington correspondent for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I'm keeping a close eye on what happens in the nation's capital and how decisions and decision makers impact our state. Take, for instance, the next farm bill. We're connecting you with the policymakers drafting this legislation, as well as the Arkansas farmers vital to this state's economy. I know how much these decisions matter to everyday Arkansans, which is why I'm here in Washington, making sure you stay informed. This kind of coverage is only possible through your support. So consider subscribing at arkansasonline.com/ADG now.
The Clinton School will finally actually have a campus, an entire campus. We've loved sharing the beautiful old historic train station, but they need more space.
They really
Vicky has big plans. They need to have everything in one location, their classrooms, the faculty offices, a student lounge area. Like, they're going to be moving over to the Heifer, the new Heifer campus, that main office building. So they will all be able to be on one site and have the amenities and the resources that a school of that stature needs and deserves, frankly. Mm-hmm. So she couldn't be more thrilled at the opportunity to move over there. We're going to also move our Clinton Foundation offices over to that new building, which will, again, give us, the day we opened, we ran out of space.
Right,
exactly. You know, but this gives us space we need now and space we hope we will need in the future. So to have both of our operations over there, and we're thrilled that Heifer International is still staying in Little Rock. Mm-hmm. That was one of the important points to them and to us, to have a partner
they
on the site.
They will lease a couple of floors.
They will lease the floors. Yeah. But again, the opportunities for collaboration with Heifer, having us all there working together. I'm super excited about that opportunity and so thrilled that they are staying and that we have this opportunity to really be in one location. You know, that you can't replace the in-person collaboration that happens. We're thrilled that we can all do things on Zoom, but sort of that in-person, having people talking to each other, walking past each other at the water cooler, those things happen. Magic happens when you're working together. So that's really exciting for us. And it also leaves us an opportunity to do something really special with the train station building.
That I was going to ask about the depot.
Yes.
Any plans?
Well, it's really going to be part. What we're trying to do is, we have now a 50-acre campus with iconic buildings all over, and we want it to feel like one campus. The Clinton Center is going to be one big campus. So we have some exciting thoughts about what the Choctaw building will be. I want to save a little bit, you know, for the future. We're thinking about, again, using it for some of the things I've been talking about, sort of as a civic engagement hub. It's real easy to access. It's right off the parking lot. We want to have spaces that are open to the community. So in the design that Jeannie Gang and the architects
again,
are building.
Again, you got ahead of me. I wanted to say, you know, one of the most spectacular things that has happened in recent Little Rock history, obviously, is our Arkansas Museum of Fine Arts. Jeannie Gang, who you've heard of the Genius Award. She's a Genius Award winner. One of the most well-recognized architects in the world, who is now very familiar with Little Rock. Because of that, you have brought her on for your campus.
We have. And we interviewed some of the top firms in the entire, all over the world. You know, Jeannie, the Museum of Fine Arts, is so spectacular.
It really is.
And she, the fact that she knew Little Rock and spent so much time here and understood our people and our culture and what the downtown needs, like, that did play into, to our selection of her. The president also, you know, and Secretary Clinton, they interviewed all of the architects themselves. It was a really tough choice because there were some really great, great people. But her design and the way she was able to use the footprint of that building that was there and to save elements of it and make it work It's a beautiful structure, but it also is very functional. Mm-hmm. We were looking for that as well. Like, we have a fabulous facility. Having lived in it 20 years, there are some things that we needed to update and change, and some sort of back of house things that aren't really interesting. But the way that she's been able to enhance that with this new design, which we're not ready to share publicly yet, but is going to be, it'll blow your socks off.
Wow. That's
but also exciting. Looking at the campus, like how do you, like that train station building is a key element of our campus. So, and it's the blending of the old and the new.
And do I understand correctly, she's also going to be involved in the new parkland
yes.
being opened up by the 30 Crossing
yes.
project, which will tie your campus
exactly.
to the rest of downtown.
And that is such a key focus. As I mentioned, the partnerships, the fact that we have this wonderful partnership with the city of Little Rock, with, you know, all of the entities downtown, with the downtown partnership, with Gabe Holstren, who is a brilliant leader. Like, we want all this to be cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be part of the master plan. I mean, we hope, and I think by this, what I call Little Rock Central Park, this element here, I think, can really help knit this entire downtown together, working with 50 for the Future. I mean, there are so many opportunities, and I'm thrilled that the city selected Jeannie to be a part of that, so that we really can connect this whole campus together.
Mm-hmm.
We want, and as President Clinton always envisioned, that the center would be part of the fabric of the Little Rock community. And having that Little Rock Central Park, that piece of property, is going to be thrilling to think about what that can mean for connecting all of this, for knitting all of this together.
And big, even bigger picture, taking it out from your campus to, again, all of what we're calling East Village mm-hmm. now, between what you've got planned, the Symphony, of course, is now opened on your campus, its headquarters. The Wingate Art Space campus is coming out of the ground now.
Yep.
Construction moving forward quickly on that. If you're not familiar with that, that's going to bring dozens of artists to live in the neighborhood. So I can assure you, you're going to see additional art galleries,
mm-hmm.
restaurants, bars follow that. You take all of that together, that's, I think that's going to be one of the more exciting neighborhoods in this part of the country,
yeah.
frankly.
And again, talk about impact and economic development, like thinking about what all the things you just talked about, think what that's going to mean for Central Arkansas for the next 10, 15, 20 years. That's exciting. It really is exciting. And we hope to be a connector. I mean, that's, again, mm-hmm. part of the reason that the foundation and President and Secretary Clinton have chosen at this time to put this investment, to keep investing in Little Rock and in downtown Little Rock, is because, again, we see this, we see the Clinton Center is a place of opportunity. People in this part of the country deserve the opportunities that people that live in bigger cities in on the coast have. And what you just mentioned, the spur, all of us working together, we all do better when we work together, is what President Clinton has always said. So think about the future. Think about all of the things you just talked about, some of the things that we're going to be bringing with this expansion. Think about what's happening at the Art Center. Think about what's happening at the Symphony and the Wingate and all of these people working downtown and playing and having recreation space, 50-acre city park for our community. I'm excited about it.
And with that downtown location, not only the visibility you were talking about early in the show, but as we tie now this parkland that has opened up to the rest of downtown, unlike most presidential centers, you're going to have hundreds of nice hotel rooms
mm-hmm.
and lots of good restaurants within easy walking distance.
In walking
where
distance.
People can
that
walk
is the key.
When they
we
come.
Want people to be feel safe. We want people to be able to walk downtown. We want people to walk from the Clinton Center, you know, up to the River Market. We want people to walk from the Art Center over to the Clinton Center. So doing all of this and having it all be walkable and quality of life, we want to encourage the Clinton School students to stay here when they graduate. All of these things contribute to people wanting to live here, to make their homes here, to raise their families here. And so that quality of life piece is really super important.
Stephanie, I knew this would go fast. We're out of time.
But no way. I have so much more to talk about.
I know. We didn't even hit on all these numbers here. I'll get you back soon,
oh,
I promise
yes.
you.
Yes, I want to come back. When we're ready to unveil this, bring me back, and
yeah.
we'll have a real exciting conversation.
Yeah, my cheat sheet here, real quickly, a minute or so we got left. We talked about that impact evaluation, 2004 to 2023. 4.9 billion, that's with a B, total economic impact.
Right. And that's Jay Cheshire in the chamber. That's not Stephanie Street, like, you know, making up numbers for you.
And much more to come, as you just
much
heard.
More to come. I mean, just the Clinton Center, our direct impact, our investment over this last 20 years has been close to $815 million just from the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah. Stephanie, thank you. And good luck on all that you
and
have. A lot
you.
Of balls in the air.
Thank
yeah.
you for all you do, Rex.
All
you're,
right.
you're great.
Well, thank
Appreciate
you for
you.
Listening to another edition of the Southern Fried Podcast, a production of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.